Hey friends, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about why it's so important for you guys to go out there and start making connections, start getting in rooms with like-minded people. Because let's be real, your personal growth journey can get lonely and it sometimes is lonely. So what a better way to go through your journey, making new friends, making new connections. So stay tuned and let's get it. Welcome to the Manifesting Mother Hustler podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to empower women like you, help you get past your old limiting beliefs, create massive quantum leaps, and help you attract the life that you desire. Are you ready for this? Let's get it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about why it's important to start meeting new people, start making connections. And the reason I'm saying this is because as you're going through your personal growth journey, you are going to notice that people will no longer be a match for you. Like old acquaintances, old relationships, even some family members. And even though it stings a little, it has to happen, especially if you are in the process of self-mastery, of expanding, of becoming a better version of yourself. So here's the thing. You can't be a better version of yourself and still hang out with your old acquaintances. Now, I'm not saying get rid of all your friends and family members that you don't like. I'm not saying that at all. However, in the process of your personal growth journey or your healing journey, whatever you want to call it, in the process of it, people will start to naturally fall off. You will notice you will no longer be a vibrational match for certain people. And the reason is, especially if you've been doing a lot of self-work, you're going to be at a higher vibration. You're going to be at a different level of consciousness than they are. And there's no right or wrong. All of this depends on where we're at in our personal growth journey, because not everybody is in the same place in life. And some people decide to never even start their healing journey ever. So, like I was saying, let's say that you're at a higher consciousness level. You've been doing a lot of self-healing, a lot of work within yourself. It's going to be really challenging for you to hold a conversation with someone who maybe you used to trauma bond 5 years ago, or someone who you used to gossip with, just someone who would bring out the worst part about yourself. It's going to be hard for you to hold a conversation with that person. It's going to be hard for you to find something in common with them because you're no longer a vibrational match for that person. And that person may be a vibrational match for other people, but you yourself are no longer a vibrational match for that person, which means you are a vibrational match for people that are in your own vibration or that are in similar alignment as you. And this is why it's important for us to get out there and meet like-minded people so we don't revert back to our old friends or old acquaintances, because every time we do that, it's almost like we have to make ourselves small again. It's almost like we need to go back and try to pretend like we are our old selves again to be able to find something in common with that person. And it honestly sucks because it's almost like being in sixth grade and then having to find something in common with, let's say, like a first grader. It's going to be a little bit challenging. And I'm not saying this in a judgmental way, because honestly, everybody is their own, like at their own level in life. Some people may never want to start doing any of the healing work within themselves, and some people do. So just because you haven't started, it doesn't make you any better than someone who has, you know, started in their own self-growth journey. And there's zero judgment. It is what it is. So it's important for you to get in rooms with women, with people who are in a similar alignment, who are at a similar vibrational level than you are. So you guys can be a match and you can find something in common. And eventually, as you keep working and working on yourself, you're going to be attracting higher mindset, higher level people who are more aware, more conscious. you're going to be attracting more quality human beings, more quality people, acquaintances, as you keep doing more of the inner work. And those are just facts, because as we raise our vibration, we're going to attract people that are in that same vibrational level. And you can even think about it like a video game. You know video games, how there's different levels. And as you pass one level, you go on to the next level, then you go to the next level. Well, it's a similar thing with life. It's, you know, we have these levels in life that they're basically just challenges that we have to overcome. And everybody has a different challenge. Some people stop after the level one. Some people stop after level two or three. Some people keep going until they hit whatever the highest level would be. I don't know. So that is probably the best analogy that I could give you. And let me tell you how I navigated through all this. So when I started doing self-mastery work, really working on myself, I started to notice I did not have anything in common with a lot of people that I used to have a lot in common with. So people just started either no longer talking to me, or I had friends break up with me. It just happened. And I never fought it. I accepted it. I trusted it. I knew that it had to happen for a reason. Now, regardless of me knowing that it had to happen for a reason, I still felt lonely. Like, I didn't have any more friends. I was lonely. Like, I didn't even have anybody to talk to anymore. It just sucked because there was nothing there, just nothing in common. I didn't feel like there was a sincere connection anymore. I didn't feel a connection at all anymore. So I trusted it. And even though I trusted it, I still felt lonely. And part of me wanted to reach back out to them, hang out with them again, and connect with them just to feel that connection, because I really just craved to be connected to friends, just to have a human connection, you know, just like all of us. We all love to have acquaintances, friends, real, genuine connections. And you guys, it was almost like I had to go down certain levels to be able to communicate and share something in common again. I had to go back to my old habits to be able to somehow get that connection that we used to have. So anyways, long story short, I joined mastermind groups. I connected with women from all over the world there. And then not only mastermind groups, I also connected with women here in Utah that are local. I started attending networking events. I had never even been to a networking event. I didn't even know what networking was, honestly. I thought it was like something different. I didn't even know it was just like meeting people. I had no idea. I thought it was mostly business, which, I mean, I feel like that was the reputation that the word networking had maybe back in the day. Now it might be a little different, or at least I think now the word is a little bit different. So I started joining networking events and met some really amazing women there. I met some amazing women in mastermind groups as well, women that I actually felt like a genuine connection with, because we were all going through similar situations in life. We were going through the same journey. In the networking events, I met some amazing entrepreneurs, women that are just like badasses. Because sometimes it's not just what you know, it's also who you know and the connections that you make when you meet people. So getting out there and making relationships, sincere relationships with people is so, so, so important. And if you don't know where to start, like I said, you can start with mastermind groups. I will be starting a mastermind group here soon, and I'll let you guys know on the details of that, but also networking events. So you can either go on Facebook and search networking events near me, or go on Google. I feel like there's so many networking events now for women than there has ever been before. So really getting yourself out there, to be seen. And if you're more on the introverted side, it's going to be a little bit of a fight or flight for a little bit, but then you're going to get used to it. At first, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is too much. But then you start getting used to it, you guys, because you become aware of how many amazing women there are out there and how many of them are willing to support you, just like you can support them, because I am all about supporting women and supporting them, not just in their business, but also in their journey, in their personal growth journey. And I feel like we need to support each other now more than ever. And something really cool about networking is that it's going to help you practice your authenticity. Because at the end of the day, your soul wants to shine, your soul wants to be seen, and it wants to connect with other souls. You don't know how many people's lives you're here to change. Maybe by simply just showing up and being there and being seen and showing up as your true self. And honestly, this is the best way to make genuine connections. Another thing I want to point out real quick is that when you do attend networking events, you will have lots of options because there's a ton of networking events. There are some that are free, some that you have to pay. In my personal opinion, I've met more quality people when I attend networking events that I have to actually pay for. And the reason why is because there's an exchange, right? Because if you have to pay for something, you're going to attract people that value meeting other people, that value relationships, versus going to an event that's free where you're not very sure people value relationships or connections. So that's another, just a little tip that you guys can, you know, look for when you are looking for into networking events. So I really just wanted to share this with you guys, because I do understand that when you're going through your own healing journey, it can be very, very lonely. And this is what I did to meet new people, to meet women who are there for me, who are there to support me, and just pretty amazing people that I know that I can rely on. And I know that you will do the same. I know that you will also attract those kind of people into your life, but you really have to get out there and you have to let your light shine. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I hope that you can put this into practice. We'll see you next time. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, will you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may also want to learn the secret sauce to manifesting? Also, please leave me a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you in one way or another. Okay, time to go. I'll meet you back here next week for another episode. Bye.